This is the brief on Conversational AI Watch, issue 153, sponsored by Clinician Assist, Inc. We're seeing a massive, rapid rollout of AI into government and healthcare, clashing head-on with mounting safety fears from the exact people building the tech. First, the creators are kind of hitting the brakes. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, told staff they might slow down advanced development amid internal fears, just as U.S. senators demand answers about rogue AI agents, basically programs acting unpredictably on their own. With whistleblowers warning of severe risks, it's like the architects of our future are slamming the brakes right as the car hits top speed. Second, even as those builders panic, the government is leaning all the way in. They're giving 23 million public workers a $0 ChatGPT license. But while it's free up front, the meter for token usage, kind of like paying a micro fee for every word processed, is still running, which could secretly cost billions. Is the government just getting a free phone but paying by the minute, ultimately locking taxpayers into a massive, costly dependency? Finally, this rapid adoption is moving straight into life-or-death decisions. California just signed Adams' Law, legally forcing companion chatbots to intervene if a child threatens self-harm. Meanwhile, the federal agency ARPA-H is funding a massive project for an AI to independently write prescriptions for heart failure patients. We're treating AI less like a calculator and more like a clinician, but who exactly is legally responsible when the machine makes a mistake? Ultimately, AI is moving into our schools, governments, and hospitals far faster than the rule books can be written to govern it.